So what's your dog's favorite TV show? It's worth asking. I'm Lee Rayburn. This is The Morning Show, and I'm only asking because our next guest is recruiting you and your pup for their research studying the vision of canines and how their sight can degrade over time. Maybe you and your doggo can be a part of helping other dogs in the future see better longer. How can you help? Well, what's your dog's favorite TV show? Join us, 1-800-642-1234, with questions you may have about how you can help other dogs. Fran Mawad is a veterinary ophthalmologist and professor at the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. Freya, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm excited about this because I've known some old doggos as their eyes get cloudy, and I'm wondering, what can we do for them? But it seems like we can report back to you. Why do you want owners to report how their dogs watch TV?
So it's a long story, but I'll keep it short for the radio. But we're actually interested in how vision changes with age. And I do research that looks at age-related changes with relevance to people. And because dogs live by us a lot, we could potentially look at dogs and actually provide parallels to what we are doing in our lives. So our first step on that is to try and develop a test of vision for dogs. And so we can't have them sit in the optometrist's chair and read the eye chart, obviously. So we really thought outside the box and started to think about maybe video content being something that dogs would pay attention to because they're very movement oriented. You know, I just got my own puppy and he loves just look at the squirrels and everything. So that's where we got to. And then we thought, well, why don't we ask people in the real world to tell us about what their dogs like so that we can apply that to stuff we do in the lab?
So how much feedback have you received so far and how can we participate?
Great question. We've had a really good interest. We've had about 1,200 responses. I would imagine that most people who've responded are people whose dogs do watch television. But actually, even if your dog doesn't watch television, it's helpful because we actually show the dogs some videos with you in the home. And you can tell us if your dog's actually cared about the videos. So even if you don't think your dog is potentially a TV watcher at home, they might actually surprise you and it might be a new way to learn a bit more about your dog if you participate.
So we're talking about TV watching by dogs and dog vision research with our guest, Freya Mawad, a veterinary ophthalmologist and professor at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine. And if you have questions about how you can participate, join us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And we also have a link to the Mawad Lab and the Canine Vision Research Questionnaire on our website at wpr.org/mornings. If you want to reference that at any time, it'll be there for you. So dog owners participating in this study can report how their pets behave in front of a TV. Owners can also show dogs 4 videos you provide. What do these videos show, Freya?
Yeah, so it's very simple content. We figured we would try and provide something that we think already could be interesting to dogs. So
squirrel.
We did a little sort of trial run at home with some dogs. And so there's, I think, a bird, another dog, a truck running past. And I forget what the last one is, but certainly nothing offensive. And certainly many dogs really like some of the content. So, yeah.
So give us what your hypothesis is going forward and how you hope to help dogs in the future. What's the inevitable outcome from this research as you'd like to see it, Freya?
Yeah, so I mean, hypothesis is tricky. I think we probably hypothesized that dogs like watching other dogs is probably the most likely, or squirrels. We kind of all thought that squirrels would be top notch,
right?
But surprisingly, it's other dogs for sure. Probably because I think they see the TV perhaps as like a window. And so who barks out of the window? What do you bark at out of the window? You probably bark at other dogs. So that's sort of the winner right now. And what that is doing is actually I have a vet student researcher in my lab right now who's doing some actually sort of testing on pet dogs. And we're actually showing some of the sort of top contender subjects to some dogs and seeing how much they pay attention and if they really like watching certain content. And that will then allow us to start to develop an eye chart for dogs. And then instead of, you know, potentially us really doing some vague testing in our clinical tests for dogs, we can actually perhaps sit them down in front of some standardized testing environments and actually ask what they can or cannot see. So
you put that picture in my mind of a dog in the ophthalmologist chair, the ophthalmologist asking the dog number one or number two, number two or number three, just trying to get a better view. So, in the outcome of this study, though, Frey, I would imagine that your hope is to try to find better ways to treat the natural degradation of vision in dogs.
Absolutely. I think our ultimate goal, I see patients every single day when I'm on clinical service that have problems with their vision, and some of that is potentially treatable. And unfortunately, in veterinary medicine, our patients don't come to us when they're mildly affected, you know, when there's a little bit of problem. They come to us when they're really quite obviously bad. And so in some ways, if we could develop some tests that could pick things up earlier, we may actually have more tools to be able to treat, you know, vision problems in dogs much earlier. And we know that vision is one of the senses that dogs really use a lot. Of course, the sense of smell, I can't ignore that, is very important for dogs. But certainly we suspect that with aging, actually a lot of things decline at the same time. So we're also doing some research at the moment to look at how dogs' vision, but also sense of smell declines as they age. So hopefully we can start to really start to support our older pets, just like we perhaps support our older family and friends as well.
And could this research go to help better understand the vision of humans and how it can degrade as they age?
That's my ultimate goal. I think my strong feeling is that there is some elements of the environment that we live in that contribute to the age changes that we see, not just in vision, but perhaps also in the brain and other senses. And our dogs, you know, live with us. They live in our homes. They walk in our yards. They walk with us by our sides to the grocery store and the ballpark and whatever else. So in theory, if there are things in the environment, the things that they are exposed to are similar to what we're exposed to. So if we can find some important factors that affect dog vision, their lifespan is a little shorter than ours. So in fact, we may pick things up much earlier. So in terms of perhaps decades earlier than we would have got to know about it in people. So yes, I think our dogs could easily be our little sort of canary in the coal mine for information.
And how long, Freya, do you expect this survey to remain open for us to participate with our dogs?
It's been open since middle to end of March, and I have a lovely veterinary intern at the moment who is going to be working to present this work in the fall. So my hope is that perhaps we'll close in sometime sort of October, November time. So you've got a little bit of time, but do feel free to participate at your earliest convenience. It only takes about 10 minutes, so it's really fast.
Freya Mowat, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful to talk to you.
And again, that link can be found at WPR.org/mornings under today's topic with our guest, veterinary ophthalmologist and professor at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine, Freya Mowat. Just ahead, we talk about what can be done to restore trust in journalism, which is, according to Gallup, at an all-time low. I bet you've got your suggestions and we'll want to hear them. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.